So maybe you woke up today. Well, hopefully you woke up today. Maybe you woke up today and you checked everything and you thought about, all right, what's my alarm setting? What's this with Amazon? What about this reminder? What about that thing, this thing, and the other thing? And it wasn't working. This happened to me. They put generally our workout every day on this app. And a bunch of people noticed, where's the workout? Where's the workout? What is it? Well, it was all caught up in the outage. So I want to talk about that just briefly to start right here.
Amazon says they found a fix and it's being implemented, but it's still going to be many hours until everything returns to normal because there are many ripple effects to these types of tech glitches that may need fixing as a result.
Oh, yeah. So we're still in the throes of it. I've noticed a couple different things aren't working 100% up to speed, even right now. So I ask you at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. One thing that rises to the surface whenever something like this happens, right, is this. Are we too married to our devices and doing things this new way? And so I think about that question, right? But then I come back to this. That's kind of the way it is right now. That's where everything has migrated. It's not just the new way. It's become the only way. Are there ways we can survive without it? I don't necessarily think so. This is just it. We are married to our phone. We are married to our devices. We are married to the electronic side of it and the internet side of it. People don't have anymore a standard issue or paper map, so to speak. If you don't know where you're going, you ain't getting there unless your Google Maps or whatever works, at least in the younger generation. And it's not any knock on anybody. It's just, well, the way of the world. So in our hands, and everybody has one, in our hands seemingly is our whole life. And when it crashes, when it shuts down, when it doesn't work, even for a couple hours, whether it's honest and a big glitch or nefarious and somebody's trying to breach security, the whole world comes to a stop. And a lot of people experienced that this morning. And I thought about that as I was thinking about things to talk about today. And again, just want to talk about this briefly to start. I really thought about it today and said, I don't know how many workarounds there truly are. This is where we've gone. This is how we've migrated. This is what is happening in our world.